Module 3. 3D. Listening skills. Exercise 2. Page 34. You will hear a radio interview in which a choreographer, Alice Reynolds, discusses a dance program. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Window on the World. Today, we're continuing our segment on communication. Yesterday, we took a look at music and the way in which we express ourselves through song. Now, we're going to delve into something that's very closely related, and that is the medium of dance. With us in the studio is Alice Reynolds, a choreographer who has worked with the London Ballet and the Royal Ballet School and is running a project with the local youth center to encourage teenagers to express themselves through dance. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners something about what it is you do?
Well, as you said, I'm a choreographer. I've worked with some amazing dancers through the years, and it's always struck me how well emotions can be portrayed through movement. Even when simply loosening up at a rehearsal, the dancers showed how they were feeling. Dance has been around for centuries. Human cultures have used it throughout that time as a means of communication in ceremonial rites and celebrations, as well as entertainment. So we decided to put this unique ability to communicate to good use in helping young people express themselves.
In what way?
It can be difficult for people, especially young people and teenagers, to talk about how they feel. There can be a number of reasons for that. They may be shy or just simply not be able to find the appropriate words. But for those that can't find their voice, dance offers a way of getting those feelings out. Whether they are feelings of anger, love, remorse, it doesn't matter. Dance allows you to express these emotions in a positive way instead of keeping them locked away. And we've found that once you can express yourself through movement, it's easier to open up verbally.
Teenagers are not exactly known for their communication skills.
No, they can be quite socially awkward. But that's another side to the dance program we run. It forces them to interact. And by the end of it, they usually come out of their shells. Also, because we don't suppress emotions, we let them loose. They're forced to deal with whatever is ailing them, any anxieties they may have. It can be quite cathartic. It's almost a form of therapy, but without the therapist. It offers a level of freedom unlike anything else. Afterwards, the children seem to be more emotionally well-balanced.
So do you think it would work for anyone?
Of course. When I worked with professionals, I noted that through their training, no matter what type, they had learned to express their emotions but not betray their personalities. With the teenagers, it was the opposite. We can already see their personalities, but their emotions are suppressed. It was this insight that showed me how effective this venture could be. Our work with them is designed to bring those emotions out for all to see, and they are recognizable emotions. Dancing conveys subtle messages about what people are thinking and feeling that other people can read. After all, communication is a two-way street. This ability to read these messages is an inherent human trait that has its roots in our evolutionary history. The power of movement to tell a story is quite exceptional.
I suppose there are certain types of people, personalities, that take to dance. Find it easy to get up and let loose?
Actually, it's not whether someone will dance or how well they dance that's determined by their personality, but rather how they dance. There was a study conducted to see if you could tell a person's personality from the way they moved, and the findings were emphatically yes. It seems we can't hide who we are when we dance. Be we an extrovert, neurotic, conscientious, open-minded, or agreeable, it all comes out on the dance floor. Having said that, certain personalities are better able to convey emotion without assistance.
I wonder what my dancing would show. Probably just that I should really have some classes. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and talk to us.
Thank you for asking me.
If that has got any of you wanting to put on your dance shoes...